Hello again, guys. It's Daniel from Texas Sports and Sounds, and let's get into a little bit of a Pied Piper football talk. Last Friday night, the Hammond Pied Pipers beat and demolished the Albany Lions 42-6 in making a big statement. Hammond ran 61 plays from scrimmage, while Albany ran 42 plays. First downs, Hammond had 21, while Albany only had 8. Penalties, Hammond had 5 penalties for 35 yards, while Albany had 6 penalties for 60 yards. Time of possession was kind of close. Hammond the Pied Pipers had the ball for 25 minutes and 40 seconds, while the Albany Lions had the ball for 21 minutes and 36 seconds. Braden Warner went 20 for 24 for 236 yards and 2 passing touchdowns. Manny De La Cruz had 7 carries for 19 yards. A.J. Ramirez had 5 carries for 25 yards. Braden Warner had 4 carries for 22 yards and a touchdown. Clayton Reister, the freshman, had 4 carries for 6 yards. And, of course, number 25, Jackson Cepeda, had 13 carries, 65 yards, and 3 rushing touchdowns. Receiving-wise, Travion Williams had 4 receptions for 31 yards. Manny De La Cruz had 2 receptions for 27 yards and 2 TDs. Cutter Martin had 8 receptions for 83 yards. Ray Villanueva had 2 receptions for 6 yards. A.J. Ramirez had 2 receptions for 35 yards. Jaden Dancer had 1 reception for 6 yards. And Austin Castillo had 1 reception for 48 yards. All-purpose yards for him and Pied Pipers. Travion Williams had 31. Manny De La Cruz had 19 rushing and 27 receiving, bringing his to 46. Cutter Martin had 83 all-purpose yards. Ray Villanueva had 6 all-purpose yards. A.J. Ramirez had 25 yards rushing and 35 receiving, bringing his all-purpose yard total to 60. Braden Warner had 22 yards rushing. Clayton Reister had 6 yards rushing for all-purpose yards. Jackson Cepeda had 65 yards rushing all-purpose. Jaden Dancer, 6 yards reception, receiving, and that brought his total of all-purpose yards to 6. Austin Castillo had 48 yards all-purpose. Defensively, on the defensive side, Travion Williams had 3 solo tackles. Manny De La Cruz had 5 solo tackles and 5 assisted. Cutter Martin had 3 solo tackles. A.J. Ramirez had 3 solo tackles and 4 assisted tackles. Braden Warner had 2 solo and 1 assisted. Clayton Reister, the freshman, you're going to hear this name a lot. He's an up-and-coming freshman. 1 solo, 5 assisted tackles. Colton Spaulding, another name you guys better start getting used to. 5 assisted tackles. Jackson Cepeda, 6 solo tackles and 4 assisted tackles. The big man, Ethan Byerly, 2 solo tackles and 4 assisted tackles. We have Pritchard had 4 solo tackles and 3 assisted. Antonio Perez, 3 solo and 4 assisted. Jaden Dancer, 1 solo tackle. Austin Castillo had 2 solo tackles. Nick Walker had 1 solo and 1 assisted tackle. And Benson Larson had 1 assisted tackle. Manny De La Cruz, Colton Spaulding, and Ethan Byerly all each had 1 sack apiece. Interception-wise, Braden Warner led us in interceptions with 2. A.J. Ramirez had 1, and Austin Castillo had 1. Touchdowns, of course, Jackson Cepeda led the night with 3 rushing touchdowns. Braden Warner had a rushing touchdown. Manny De La Cruz had 2 receiving touchdowns. This week, the Hammond Pied Pipers will host the Anson Tigers, both coming in at 3-0. We'll give you some little individual stats right here. Jackson Cepeda is leading the team, averaging 16 points per game, while for Anson, Dylan Powell is averaging 10 points per game. Team stats. Hamlin, 168.7 yards passing per game. Or rushing per game, excuse me. While Anson is averaging 231 yards rushing per game. Passing-wise, the Pied Pipers, of course, led by their star, Braden Warner, averaging 237.7 total passing yards. While Anson, a little bit shy in the passing area, is only averaging 167 passing yards a game. Total yards per game. The Pied Pipers are averaging 406.3 yards per game, while the Anson Tigers are averaging 398. Tackles-wise, average per game, the Anson Tigers are ball hawks to the ball, averaging 82 tackles a game, while the Hamlin Pied Pipers are averaging 59.7 tackles per game. They're both split in the sack margin, with averaging both 3.3 sacks per game. Points per game, Anson Tigers averaging 36.3, while the Hamlin Pied Pipers are averaging 37 points per game. Let's get into a little bit more of the stats, guys. Rushing-wise, for the Anson Tigers, Jacob Garza, number 4, the senior, averaging 87.7 yards per game rushing. While the Hamlin Pied Pipers are, of course, led by the monster Jackson Cepeda, number 25, the big senior, averaging 97.7 yards per game. Passing-wise, Anson is led by their senior, number 3, Isaac Braun, averaging 138 passing yards per game, while, of course, the Pied Pipers are led by number 13, their senior, Braden Warner, averaging 237.7 yards per game. Total yards per game, the Hamlin Pied Pipers are led by Braden Warner, averaging 285 yards per game, while Dylan Powell, the junior, number 10 for the Anson Tigers, is averaging 215.3. Manny De La Cruz, the senior for the Pied Pipers, number 3, averaging in tackles, 9.5 tackles per game. While, of course, Anson's led by their senior, Jacob Garza, he's averaging 9.5 tackles per game. Sack-wise, De La Cruz, you're going to hear this name a lot, Manny De La Cruz, he's averaging 1 sack a game. While Joe Galvan, the junior from Anson, averaging 1 sack per game. This is going to be a really tight, contested game, guys. They're both 3-0. I'm going to go ahead and make my prediction. I think the Pied Pipers win big. I think they're going to win 42-14. That's all, guys, man. Tune in next week. And I'm going to try this week to try to get on some more of the Pied Pipers before the game. So tune in for that, guys. And thank you once again for listening to Texas Sports and Sounds from Daniel.